Three scruples to a dram boy.
That's music from Slade Cleaves, a spectacular, if somewhat not widely enough known, singer and songwriter. He's going to be at Sunrise Stage in Fayetteville Saturday night. Over the past couple of decades, he's built a deservedly loyal fan base with his music. His latest CD, released just last month, is titled Ghost on the Car Radio.
I don't need to read the papers or the tea leaves to understand. This world's been shaved by a drunken barber's hand.
Earlier this month, Mike Shirky, host of The Pick and Post, heard every Saturday night at 7 on 91.3, talked to Slade Cleaves and asked him about the new record, his longtime friendship and collaboration with fellow gifted songwriter Rod Peacott, and more. Mike also asked him about one of the songs on Ghost on the Car Radio, Drunken Barber's Hand.
That started many years ago. I was traveling, I don't know where, in the South, I think. And I had to check out of the hotel, but I was watching this black and white movie, just caught a piece of it, and I caught a few lines that were just really struck me, and one was this sort of hobo character spoke something like those lines. I don't need to read the papers or listen to the radio. I know the world's been shaved by a drunken barber. And I wrote that down, and I had some other ideas I sent to Rod Peacott, and we put an early version of the song together that he recorded maybe 2 years ago.
Oh.
And I kept working on it and kept adding to it and ended up with my version here.
How did the phrase Ghost on the Car Radio come to you? How it evolved in your mind is what I'm asking.
Yeah, well, that song has a funny evolution because how it started was I went out to the barn to try to do some cleaning, and I found a box of old songwriting notebooks, and couldn't help flipping through to see what was in there, and maybe there was a nugget in there that I'd lost and could revive. So, of course, I found lots of little pieces that ended up in songs, little pieces I ended up throwing away, but I found one little verse and a half that I couldn't figure out how to make work 20 years ago, but I looked at it last year and thought, hey, I can make that work now. And part of that was the ghost on the car radio. So it was a 20-year-old note. I don't remember exactly how I hit on that, but you know the feeling when you're driving late night, especially with AM radio late night. It's like the transmissions are coming from another planet or another time or something like that. It's very ghostly.
The last song on here, number the 12th, Junkyard, that is really a good song, too. Right. Oh, boy.
Well, I'm headed out to the junkyard on the lonely side of town. This time it's a one-way trip, boys. I won't be coming back round. And it's one last time to the junkyard. I've swapped out my share of parts from fenders and alternators. Shoulders, knees, and hearts.
You know, I just turned 70 January, so.
All right. I bet you've swapped out a couple of parts by now, right?
Yeah, I've swapped out some parts.
And scalpel, ball joint, valve, and screw. It's time to throw in the towel. Some breakdowns you cannot mend. Like all that have come before us, we all must face the end. So I'm limping back to the junkyard.
Do you have a favorite, or can you say that? Usually they'll say, well, it's like children, you know, you can't have a favorite.
It's tough. The Already Gone is a favorite, just because of the way I discovered that old note and kind of made it work after 20 years.
Uh-huh.
I feel... It's just, and it's always a treat to turn over an old note and make it work, you know.
Yeah.
I'm always scribbling down little notes here and there, and they get lost sometimes. But, and like sometimes I'll have a song idea or a melody and a dream, and you know it's so hard to wake up, but not wake up totally, because if you wake up totally, you lose it. But you got to wake up just enough to get over to your voice recorder or your phone and record it. And I've been able to do that a couple times.
Oh boy.
Like a wave on the shoreline, rolling crazy. crash and it's gone. Turning around and around in the chaos, gathering strength just to move on. Time and again we're crushed and we're battered, playing the fool's part again. Over and over we try and we fail to figure out this game.
So have you already started planning the next CD? Have you? Let me rephrase this. Are you going to take time to enjoy the fact you had this new CD? Or are you already starting to, oh, I got to get something going on the next one? And
no, typically when I finish a record, you know, I leave nothing on the table. I take every idea I've had and work it as hard as I can and until I have 12 or 13 good new songs. And there's pretty much junk left over, and I don't have any new ideas. So it's kind of scary because when I finish a record, I have absolutely no idea and no beginnings of any ideas of the next project. So I just concentrate on promoting the record and doing the tours and you know, turning the new songs onto my fans and trying to find some new fans. And usually about an hour, usually about a year and a half later, I start panicking and think, okay, I got to set some time aside to write. And I just set time aside.
Slade Cleaves is a singer and songwriter from Maine, and he has been gathering followers for more than 25 years. He'll be at Sunrise Stage in Fayetteville Saturday night beginning at 7:30. You can find out more at the Sunrise Stage Facebook page. He talked with Mike Shirky, the host of the Pick and Post, that can be heard every Saturday night from 7 to 9 on 91.3.